Eichhorn, Caleb Eichhorn, joining me here in the post-game show. And a little bit of everything from you tonight on the stat sheet, from the defense to the scoring, and a lot of assists in there, too, tonight. Talk a lot about this one, the first 5-0 start for the Raiders since 2019.
It takes a lot in and out of practice. We're all working hard. We're all trying to fight for minutes and stuff. So coming out, we're watching the few guys that we had to watch. I mean, when one person can't get it going, like our bigs tonight, I took it over. I started scoring. And then once they started getting it on me, I started dropping it out, finding Julian, finding the other shooters, and they started finding everybody. So it all starts with the one big moment, and after that it just pans out, and everybody starts scoring.
It seemed like one collection of big moments in the second quarter. The game was tied at 13 with 6.5 to go, 24-2, if my quick math is correct here, including a 24-point run. What was really working in that stretch? I mean, it seemed like whatever you put up was going.
Just going in and out, I don't know. You know, you get into the lane and defense start bringing 2-3 guys, and there's someone filling behind me. There's someone filling behind somebody else. We got opposite kickouts from our post like Ryan was doing. And get them in rhythm, and they start knocking down shots left and right. And it just goes in, and everybody starts getting hype. And then you get up big enough, and we start finding the bench people to come in and having fun with them.
Talk a little bit about that. It seemed like as enthused as you guys were to win, it seemed like the starters, when you guys were on the bench with the second, third stringers out there, a lot of enthusiasm for that. It's got to be nice to see them get out there and get some minutes as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they work hard in practice left and right. They keep us going and getting us tip-top shape for every game. And playing the last four games, they were all close, so we couldn't really sub them guys in. So it's great to see these guys come in and hit some shots and flying up and down the court, trying to work hard. And we just get electric. You're hoping they make shots so you can just get loud and keep their confidence up every time.
And then last question for you. You get geared up for GTRA, but you guys don't have to travel anywhere before the end of before you get to Christmas break, I should say. Talk about what you're going to be able to pull from tonight to use for GTRA on Friday. Again, off to a fast start as a team, 5-0.
Yeah, well, it all starts here. We're at home. We got our crowd behind us. That really helps. We're in a gym that we know how our rims act and how we can get in and out and how we knock down shots. So that really starts it off. And this week, after this game, we'll watch film on our own and, like, start picking a piece, who we're going to watch and how we're going to manage it, and we'll just go from there.
All right. Well, congratulations on the game. And keep it rolling going forward.
Thank you.
And now getting ready to join me, Sam Julian. Once again, feels like we talked just last week. Similar to what I asked Eichhorn there, talk about this game. It's 5-0. It's still early in the season, but it is the first 5-0 start since 2019. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, obviously winning games is more fun than losing them.
Yeah. We got tons of talent on this team. I mean, when one person's not going, like Ryan Clare tonight, he, I think, only had 4 or 6 points. He wasn't going. We have other people step up, do their job, get things done, and put points on the board. That's what every game comes to, is different people scoring.
Talk a little bit more about that. I mean, you got, not only do you get different people scoring, you get three guys in double figures. When Claire, who's fresh off a double-double the last time out, doesn't get going, I mean, that's got to do wonders for confidence for everybody that's able to step in. And then even Claire, it's an off night, but knowing he can put a double-double together.
Yeah, we came into this game knowing they were going to double, triple team Ryan, and they did that from the start. So we just got it in, got it back out. Kane Nowen did a great job hitting, knocking down threes. I think he had four or five threes there, missing maybe one. And so did I. I had a few threes there. Caleb was scoring, having great passes, dump downs to Luke a lot of times. Came out slow again. I think it was 8-1, and then, I don't know, something clicked, and we just started going, getting the rhythm down.
Talk about how fun it has to be to play, you know, tonight, but as with this team in general, I mean, it seems like you can sling it out to about 3, 4, 5 different guys from beyond the arc that can hit, and then when that's, you know, dries up a little bit, you just dump it down to Luke Wright, Ryan Clare's ever down there. You guys got it going on from all directions, it seems, so far here in the early going of the season.
Yes, for sure, yeah. Just like tons of talent on this team. I mean, once one thing stops working, the next thing's up. K kick it out, hit threes. Once they start over helping on that, shot fake, draw another defender, dump it down to Luke or Ryan, and it just keeps it going.
And then last question for you, get geared up for GTRA Friday. You know it's not going to be probably a whole lot of adjustments from this game, but what are the big takeaways from a game like this? You get to see the bench play, and three guys get double figures in the win.
Yeah, just get ready for the next game, and we just know that we have good depth, and we can have people off the bench, knows how to run their offense, knows how to score, can make their own shots and kick it out to the people that also can score.
All right, thank you so much for the time, Sam, and congrats on the game tonight.
Thank you.